40 days of promise, prospering in all things. 3 John 2 says, Beloved, I pray that in all respects you may prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prospers. Hi, this is Jim Brown. Have you ever planted a little vegetable garden? We recently have. A little raised bed in which my wife Debbie has planted a variety of herbs and vegetables. And, like anyone else who has planted similarly, we want it to succeed, grow, and be healthy. The Lord, through the Apostle John, tells us essentially the same thing. The Amplified translation of this verse says it like this, Beloved, I pray that in every way you may succeed and prosper and be in good health physically, just as I know your soul prospers spiritually. Now, John is praying that his people, his little children, succeed and prosper in every way. Further, he prays that they might be in good health. These desires of John's towards his spiritual children are consistent with what our Heavenly Father desires for us too. The Scripture is full of these practical kinds of promises. But notice the end of this verse. Just as your soul prospers. The way I see it is that those material blessings are available to us and okay with the Lord, but only if our spiritual life is pleasing to Him. For instance, if you have children and they are acting like brats, do you reward them by giving them extra allowance or ice cream? I also think about the breadth of this promise from God, that you may prosper in all things and be in health. We are consumed with our desire to succeed and be healthy, and here is a verse where the Lord puts it all together for us in one verse. The promise is there, and so is the condition. My prayer, Lord, help me to always keep myself spiritually healthy. Help me to always seek first the kingdom of God, realizing that then, just as Jesus promised, all these things will be added, and you will supply all that I need. Amen.